Tom, you take a very specific look at sort of the history of what you call anti-populist movements or anti-populist rhetoric. But for people who don't know, can you start by explaining to what the sort of the broad history of the populist movement, particularly like in the 1890s, and what it was based on and what it might have in common with some of the movements today?
Oh, yeah, and the term, too.
Yes, I will. I absolutely will.
The history of the term, yeah, great.
So that, because I love talking about that, because I'm speaking to you from Kansas, mm-hmm. from the house I grew up in Kansas City. And I am about 20 miles from where we think the word was coined. It was populist was a word that was deliberately made up by a bunch of guys on a train. They were riding from Kansas City to Topeka. The year was 1891. And they made up this word to describe adherents of a third party, a left-wing third party movement that was just then cropping up. It was, a movement made up of farmers and workers, but mainly farmers. And the idea was to go after the monopoly capitalism of the 1890s, the sort of, Gilded Age railroad monopolies and the, all-powerful bankers and that kind of thing. And these forces had been crushing farmers for years, ruining their livelihood and also ruining the livelihood of industrial workers. And these people finally said, let's get together and let's start a party of working people of all different backgrounds coming together as united by our class interest. And they were very open about saying this, united by our interest as workers against these, the people on top, the Wall Street, the robber barons. And they had the shocking success when this started, and they went into politics here in Kansas and were able to defeat the local Republican Party in an astonishing upset victory in the year 1890. And they called themselves the People's Party. And so they were 1891. They started organizing nationally. All these other people said, we want a piece of this. We want to do this in our state. And they deliberately came up with the word populist as a way of describing their supporters.